In the name of the Holy and Undivided Trinity. Amen. In the classic Cole Porter jazz standard, "What Is This Thing Called Love?", there is a very playful but poignant question that's, well, it's in the title, but it's also woven throughout the entire piece. How many people know this song? "What Is This Thing Called Love?" It's a 1929 Cole Porter jazz standard. And it got going in my head as I was preparing this sermon, and I realized that I was kind of exchanging the word love for faith. And so the original lyrics of this song are, "What is this thing called love? This funny thing called love? Just who can solve its mystery? Why should it make a fool of me?" And there's something about the reading from Hebrews that just kind of triggered this song in my brain. This question, why should faith make a fool of me? In Hebrews, we hear this description, and faith leads people to do things that really don't make a lot of sense otherwise, that may seem foolish, in fact. That's the kind of behavior that Hebrews depicts. So what is this thing called faith? I think sometimes the word faith gets thrown around either lightly or dangerously, and depending on some of the traditions that we come from, we may have had some experience with this. So perhaps good things would have happened to us more if we'd had more faith, or maybe bad things wouldn't have happened to us if we'd only had more faith. Or perhaps we've been discouraged from asking critical questions about life's meaning or about suffering or even science and psychology in the name of having faith. But that's not how faith is presented in either of our readings today. Faith, as we see it here, has its basis in relationship with God and with how this relationship informs our vision and investment in the present and the future. It's not an intellectual consent to ideas. It's a dynamic connection to God. Our passage from Hebrews and our passage from Luke put this in different ways. Hebrews talks about how those who came before us set out into the unknown because they trusted that God's activity in the present and the future was real, even if it was not readily obvious. And because of that, they were able to understand the uncertainties of their present circumstances from a different vantage point of travel and journey. Things feel out of sync sometimes because our life is transient, even as God is our stable reference point. And that is what our reading from Hebrews reminds us of. And the image the author of Hebrews uses is that we are journeying with a vision of a home that God is creating, and that God is the source of our deepest identity and hope. From the vantage point of faith, we are all strangers and foreigners in the meantime. Think about that. How would we understand our lives and our possessions and others around us if we saw things in this way? What would we expect our lives to look like, and where would we place our hope and our stability? Luke's gospel gives us this patchwork quilt of Jesus' teachings, and we kind of come in mid-conversation. Jesus has just been talking about anxiety, and now he's talking about all of these things that have to do with how the disciples should live in the light of the reality of God's activity in the future. And so Jesus says, "Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And Jesus presents the question then implicitly to the disciples about where their hearts are. Where do they invest what they treasure? So what is this thing called faith? What does it have to do with that? Faith is about our inner compass. It's about where our treasure is. It's about where our lives' energies are concentrated and oriented, where our home and our heart is. The most important part of faith is understanding that it's not a static object that we just lose or have or place on a shelf. It's dynamic because it forms the very sinews of our relationship with God. And like any relationship, we have ups and downs and ebbs and flows and doubts, yes, doubts. Because doubt is not antithetical to faith. It's part of an authentic connection to God that is living and real and growing and shifting as we encounter all that life throws our way. And so faith is characterized by curiosity and creativity and even a bit of whimsy sometimes. Experimentation, improvisation. We know the world isn't as it should be, and yet that doesn't mean that we do nothing in the present or give in to despair. Because by faith we can reflect the hope of Christ's power over death in our world right now, in the midst of the mess. That's what's behind Jesus' call to his disciples to give to the poor, to sell possessions. It's behind his treasures in heaven language. It's not about giving to those in need as a sort of heavenly insurance policy on our eternal destiny. It's about aligning our very hearts with God's heart and coming to represent what God is about right here and right now amidst all the incompleteness of our world. And so God reminds us that faith is a creative activity that we do, that we live into, to make the world resemble in greater fullness how God would have it be. But that doesn't mean we always feel certain at all. Like Abraham, we do not know where we are going sometimes. Like a jazz musician, we have to improvise using chord progressions or patterns of faithful action that we have learned from those who have shown us the way and gone before us. Sometimes we make music out of the unexpected twists and turns in clumsy and fumbling ways. And then we find our groove again. Faith is dynamic and vibrant and creative. Interestingly, both Hebrews and Luke's gospel use imagery that involves creativity. Abraham sets out into uncertainty, looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And these words, the architect and builder, are interchangeable words in the ancient world that refer to a skilled artisan, often used in reference to sculptors or designers. So the future that Abraham anticipated, that we anticipate, is one that God shapes, is shaping, has shaped, with the skill and care of a sculptor. And in Luke, Jesus exhorts his disciples to reflect God's creativity when he says, "Make purses for yourself that don't wear out." Make purses. It's not really a task I assume Jesus would assign, but it's just an interesting thing to really think about. Picking up some leather, stitching it together, imagining what will last, what will work, right? Make purses. It's in reference to giving generously to the poor. And when we give of ourselves with the resources we have, when we go through our day thinking, what will last? How do I put my life together and stitch it together so that it lasts and it reflects where I'm invested? That vision is more than altruism. We're making and we're creating, and we are being craftspeople who are extensions of God's compassion in the world. And so we're part of creating that kind of world, however incomplete it may be. When we make a purse, we are aligning our creative skills that we have been given with the very creative of our artisan God. Because God makes all things new in a comprehensive way. And faith is our way of reflecting that hope right now. As we live into faith, we express our connection to God. It's creative action in the face of uncertainty, not manufactured certainty or rigidity or fear. Faith is this expression of relationship as we come to reflect God's divine life within us through what we do, how we live, the choices we make, how we live into building others up around us and making our world better. Faith is drawing upon God for strength to love people who can give us nothing in return, knowing that when we do so, we are nudging the world one step closer to reflecting God more fully. Faith is asking questions of God and honestly voicing our doubts, knowing that God can handle it, and that doubt itself is the creative reworking of what we assume about God and how we come to know God more deeply. It's part of the ebb and flow and give and take of our relationship with God. Because God, the architect and sculptor, is also shaping and forming a new work of grace within us to empower us to make our purse and invest ourselves in alignment with God's love for the world. By faith, we can walk forward into the uncertainties of the times in which we live. And the uncertainties, as we very well know, are countless. But the promise that the risen Christ holds out to us is that death does not have the final say. And the dynamic, creative nature of our faith makes a difference. It points to the larger picture of redemption. It points to the homeland of God, where God wipes away every tear. And it can provide an icon, a window into how things can ultimately look. Here, now, in how we love each other, in how we love our families, in how we love our enemies, in how we love our community. This is the thing we call faith, which is wild, woolly, improvisatory, and always held and shaped and formed by the robust grace and faithfulness of God, the ultimate creator and architect.